Unmanned Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Bactine, the remarkable new family antiseptic and germicide, another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Clifford and Hazel on the terrace of the family home.
Mother and Father gone someplace in the car, Cliff? I noticed it wasn't in the garage.
It's gone, but Mom and Dad haven't got it. Elle wouldn't tell you driving to San Rafael in it.
Oh, yes. That's where Elwood bought the home for him and Teddy.
Yep. This is to be our first view of our future home, for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Mothers, have you tried Bactine? Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, is the ideal family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When the children complain of cuts, scratches, scraped knees, or elbows, help prevent infection with Bactine. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic, yet gentle. Bactine does not sting or burn like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin or clothing, has a clean, fresh odor. There is nothing exactly like Bactine. Discover its many family and household uses right away. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist today. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. Chapter 16, Book 78. If you were to step out onto the upper terrace of the Barber family home in Sea Cliff, San Francisco, you'd be enchanted with the view. It's very clear this early afternoon, and to your left you can see the whole broad sweep of the Pacific. You can see gentle swells break into lacy white around Seal Rock. And you can hear the rhythm of the waves as they wash against the seawall down at the end of the garden below. And to your right, the hills of Marin County are linked to San Francisco by the graceful suspensions of the Golden Gate Bridge. Those are some of the things you might see. But Clifford Barber, who is there right now, sees none of this. He is concentrating on an empty tomato can some 12 feet away, into which he is trying to putt a golf ball. He aims, and now he hits it.
Pretty close, though.
Huh? Oh, hi, Hazel. I didn't see you standing there.
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt your deep concentration.
You just get here?
Mm-hmm. Mother and Father gone someplace in the car?
No, I think Dad's in the house. Mom's over Jack.
Oh, the car wasn't in the garage when I came around the side of the house, and I thought...
You're quite right. The car is gone, and right at this moment, it's probably somewhere over in Marin County. Elwood Giddings at the wheel. Destination, San Rafael.
Oh, that's where he's bought the place for him and Teddy. To go with him?
Yep. This is to be her first view of her future home, for better or for worse.
Why do you say it like that? Have you seen it?
No. I've heard plenty about it, though. Sounds awful grim to me.
Well, Edmund's had to open an office somewhere, Cliff, and if he likes it and Father thinks...
Yeah, but I'm thinking about Teddy. Your Dad and Elle would go overboard and decide to buy out this old guy and go ahead and make all the arrangements before Teddy's even heard anything about it.
Yes, I do think Elwood might have waited until Teddy had seen it first. But I don't think he'd go into something that he didn't think was a good business deal. Doesn't Father think he's very astute about that sort of thing?
Oh, business end's probably fine. I wouldn't know about that. But aesthetically, as it were, my dear sister, I think it stinks. And to turn a pretty phrase.
Oh, Cliff.
No, I'm serious. Sherry Elwood's going to take his bride, if and when.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that anymore. They're going to get married, all right.
Okay, so he takes his bride to a run-down old house. Even Dad admits there's a lot of painting and stuff to be done.
That's not very serious and easily remedied.
Yeah? How about the view from the front window? How are you going to remedy that? You know what you look out on? The dental office. Yep, that's in front of the house on the street. Pleasant little structure to view from your living room.
You're making it sound pretty dreadful. Are you sure this isn't just your idea of how it looks?
I'm only describing what Dad told us. But the worst is yet to come, Hazel. You've heard about the man they bought the property from.
He's an old dentist, isn't he, who's going to retire?
Old is right. He's in his 80s. And he's going to live in the house for 6 months after Elwood and Teddy move in.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He'll have one of the bedrooms until his daughter gets a place for him in Los Angeles. Won't it be peachy keen to have him around of an evening? He and Elwood can talk about dentures.
Well, I must say, you've succeeded in depressing me no end.
Well, if it depresses you, how do you suppose Teddy's feeling about now?
How long ago did they leave?
Oh, hour or so ago. Just about there. I can picture the look on Teddy's face when Elwood drives up to the place and points with pride at their honeymoon cottage.
Oh, Cliff, let's not talk about it anymore. The whole idea is...
Well, Teddy, here we are.
Oh.
Really not a very long trip over here from San Francisco.
Oh, no, it was lovely coming across the bridge today. So clear.
Well, Don't you want to get out of the car and look at our future home?
Oh, yes.
Let's go. Just a second.
It's all right, Elwood.
Well, what do you think, Teddy?
This is the office, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And the opening right on the street this way. I'll get a nice dignified little sign to hang up there. This one of Dr. Froshauer's too big. Of course, everything needs painting,
is
but...
Is that the house back there?
Uh-huh. The office being in front this way kind of hides it. Nice quiet little street, isn't it?
Yes. Shall we go on around and look at the house?
Oh, I want you to see the office first. We'll probably find Dr. Froshauer in there. Come on.
All right.
Oh, look. He's got a notice on the door. My practice will soon be taken over by Dr. Elwood Giddings, who has just come out of the Army. I'm retiring and moving to Los Angeles. I will continue to hold office hours until Dr. Giddings takes over. Walk in. Dr. Horace Froshauer. And he's very old, but he's still pretty alert. I'll have an electric buzzer put in place of that old-fashioned bell. Well, that's the reception room. Chair needs upholstering. Hey, you want to sit down in that other chair, Kenny? It looks pretty clean.
Dr. Froshauer must not have heard the bell when we came in. Maybe he's busy with a patient in there.
I'll see. I guess he must be around back someplace, or in the house.
I wonder if his patients have to go wandering around to find him.
Well, as I said, he's pretty old, Teddy. I want you to see the dental chair and the equipment. That's really quite modern and good. I don't think he'll mind if we go in here and look around.
Oh, you're asleep.
Well, dental chair isn't a bad place to sleep at that.
I think we ought to wait.
That'll be $2.
Let's go, Elwood.
Well, I...
Hey, what's that? Oh, come right in. Come right in.
Hello, Dr. Froshauer. How are you today?
Well, fine. Just fine. Just resting for a minute, that's all. What can I do for you? Got a toothache?
Dr. Froshauer, I'm Elwood Giddings. Dr. Giddings, the one who bought this place from you the other day.
Oh, yes. Didn't recognize you. Of course. How are you? This is the wife?
Well, not exactly. Wife-to-be. This is Miss Barber.
Dr. Froshauer?
Fine-looking young woman. Never saw a dentist yet that didn't have a good eye for women. Had a pretty sharp eye left myself when it comes to that. I'm 87, you know.
I've told all about you, Doctor.
Well, it's going to be a pleasure having this fine-looking girl fix my breakfast every morning. Young Giddens here told you, I suppose, that part of our bargain was that I was to live on here for 6 months. After you take possession.
Yes.
Daughter is fixing a place for me in Los Angeles. We'll be ready for about 6 months. Thinks I'm getting too old to be up here alone. I'm 87, you know. He'll pull a wisdom tooth with the best of them. Some of these young modern dentists don't like pulling teeth. I say if you're going to be a dentist, do everything. Fill, pull, or make them. Is that right? Eh?
Well... In a small town, I suppose you have to do about everything.
Right attitude. They like you, too, in this town. Spoke to the Chamber of Commerce man about you. They want you to join up as soon as you move in here. Did you know the biggest prison in the world is right down the road away? San Quentin Prison, huh? You heard of it?
Well, you see, Miss Barber here was raised over in San Francisco, so she's pretty familiar with this country.
Oh, that right? You like to cook?
Well, I'm not very good at it, but I...
Certainly, certainly. A woman who doesn't like to cook is not worth her salt. Now, tell you something. We'll have fresh eggs for breakfast every morning. You know why? Show you. Open this back door here and show you. Now, you see, Giddings? You can use this door coming from the house. Don't have to go around front through the reception room.
Yes, you showed me all over the place, Doctor.
That's right. You've been here before, but... Not the young lady.
No, this is my first visit.
Tracy has run down a little. I haven't been able to take care of it the way I should. I can't expect too much from a man 87. Oh, not that I'm not active. I get around. You walk down the street with me, isn't a man, woman, or child that don't know old Doc Froshauer. You'd better close this door. Dust is beginning to blow in from the backyard. I don't want to get dental equipment fouled up. That better?
Well, if you don't mind, Dr. Froshauer, Miss Barber would like to look over the place. Could we go out this way and look through the house?
I was going to show you my chicken. I knew I opened that door for some reason. Beginning to get just a bit forgetful. 87 years of age last March. So I guess I'm not doing so bad. Excuse me, I'll open this door and we'll go back and see my chicken. You want to... Dang, there's that mongrel dog chasing my hens again. Get out! Get out of here! Leave my chickens alone! Excuse me. I'll run down there and take a stick to that
one. I better go help him, Teddy.
Yes, I'll wait for you here in the office, Teddy.
I'll be right back, and then we'll go through our new home.
All right.
The barbers will be back in just a moment. And now, friends, let's talk about Bactine, the amazing new family antiseptic.
That's one of my favorite subjects, Mr. Barton. At our house, we think Bactine is wonderful. I bought a bottle right away when I first heard about it, because I'd been looking for an antiseptic that the children wouldn't mind. You know, something that wouldn't sting or burn or stain skin or clothing. Bactine is certainly the answer. Now when my youngsters scratch or cut themselves, or when I do, we, as you say, bathe it with Bactine.
And have you also found other uses for Bactine?
Oh, I should say we have. My husband suffers from the discomforts of athlete's foot, and he says Bactine is the only thing he's found that gives him so much relief. And when we have sickness in the family, Bactine is such a help. I use it on hands to make sure they're free from germs, and on the dishes and thermometers and the things we use in the sick room, too. We just wouldn't be without it, Mr. Barton. Like I said, we think Bactine is wonderful.
Well, that's what we're hearing from homemakers all over the country. And we know you will like Bactine, too, friends. Yes, we know you will appreciate its many uses and its amazing germ-killing power. Don't wait to try it. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine from your drugstore right away. If Bactine doesn't prove to be the finest household antiseptic and all-around germicide you've ever used, send the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and double the full purchase price will be refunded to you. Be sure you ask for Bactine. Bactine. Here's the family again.
You seem so quiet, Teddy. Didn't you like the place?
Well, I just feel tired, Elwood, that's all.
But you do think it'll be all right when we fix it up.
Do you mind not talking about it now? Let's go home.
Do you feel miserable with hay fever or a cold? For quick relief from your discomfort, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache that is so often a part of the misery of hay fever and cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for hay fever and cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Bactine. Tomorrow, Chapter 17, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.